Walking to America. The people who risk everything for the American dream. The number of immigrants trying to enter America has never been higher. But for those who try to enter illegally, the dangers have never been greater. How many immigrants come to the USA?
Modern America was built upon immigrants looking for a better life, and that dream is just as strong today. Around 45 million people living in the USA today were born in another country. Around 1.1 million immigrants arrive legally in the USA each year, and it also accepts more refugees than any other country. But not everyone arrives legally. An estimated 11 million people living in the US entered illegally. They contribute to the American economy, but live in constant fear of arrest and deportation. Last year was a record-breaking year for illegal immigrants, with 2.76 million people being intercepted by government agents on America's border with Mexico. For around one in five of them, this was not their first attempt to cross the border.
Where do the illegal immigrants come from?
Historically, most illegal immigrants have been Mexicans, but this has changed in recent years with large numbers, often entire families, arriving from South America. Most are economic migrants, for example, those trying to escape Venezuela's economic collapse, so dire it has pushed one in four people to leave the country. Others are trying to escape violence in countries such as Colombia that are dominated by drug cartels. And surprisingly, a significant proportion of those crossing into the US by its southern border are from other continents. For instance, over 4,000 Chinese were intercepted by Border Patrol officials in 2022, having travelled first to Ecuador and then overland to the USA, adding to a total of around 440,000 Chinese illegal immigrants already in the country.
How do they travel?
Many travel on foot overland from South America all the way up through Central America to the US border. From Venezuela, that is a 5,600-kilometer walk. In recent years, immigrants have begun travelling together in large groups because the journey is extremely dangerous. They are preyed on by bandits and rape is common. The worst part of the journey is the passage from Colombia to Panama, which means crossing the notorious Darien Gap. This is a 105-kilometer band of rainforest, so impassable that no road has ever been built through it. The tracks they follow are controlled by cartels who make a fortune charging for access. Added to the physical challenges of the terrain are poisonous snakes and bandits. The route is littered with the bodies of those who were murdered or died from exhaustion. Once in Mexico, there is a desert to cross to reach the US border. Some try to ride on top of a Mexican train known as La Bestia, or the Beast, because so many people are injured trying to get on and off. Others walk, but the danger of dehydration is so great that hundreds who attempt the crossing die each year.
How easy is it to cross the US border?
America's 3,000-kilometer border with Mexico is secured by an impressive series of defenses. The Rio Grande River and other geographical features make around two-thirds of the border difficult to cross. The final third features a high wall or barriers that, although not impassable, will challenge anyone who doesn't have a ladder. There are almost 17,000 US Border Patrol agents with motion sensor equipment and surveillance balloons in position, looking for illegal entrants. Many of the immigrants voluntarily surrender to government agents at the border itself, or once across, in the hope of being granted asylum. At best, 20% of asylum requests succeed, but the authorities cannot detain everyone while their files are being processed, and so let them go. Many simply disappear into American society, rather than return to find out the decision.
How easy is it to remain in the US?
Once in American society, illegal immigrants live a life of constant insecurity. US Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, use facial recognition and digital databases to identify and deport illegal immigrants. This often results in families being broken up, such as when an illegal parent is separated from children who were born in the USA and therefore have American nationality. On the other hand, there is plenty of work for illegal immigrants, and some sectors, such as domestic employment, are notorious for using them because they are a source of cheap casual labour. There are also several cities in the US that have declared themselves sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants, meaning that the local government will not share information about these undocumented workers with ICE or other government agencies.
Can immigrants achieve their dream of becoming American?
Even for an adult who entered the country illegally, the dream of becoming American is not impossible, but it's difficult. The easiest route is by marriage to a US citizen, although this means exiting the country while the application is considered, a process that could take years. Most Americans feel that the path to citizenship should be made easier, in particular for those who came to the US as children. This group of 594,120 individuals who were raised and educated in the USA are known as Dreamers. A project bill now in Congress would make it possible for them to become naturalized Americans. Its name, fittingly, is the American Dream and Promise Act.